overall commissioner of all the brackets, the man that says what goes, what doesn't go, unless you put Ronda Rousey in, that always goes, has some words to say. Tommy.
I would like to first of all thank Jim's Razorback Pizza, the radio station The Buzz, and everybody involved with the selection committees on doing diligent work. I know that David and Roger and RJ have worked way into the night every night, looking at seeing if they could find topless photos of the entries to do whatever they could to make this a fair field. I started this 16 years ago. And David grab a mic over here, Basil. Pull up that one you had a while ago. He has something from the 2001 local bracket. And I would say that half the names on there you guys won't even know, maybe even three-quarters for RJ there. What do you got?
Well, it's funny. The Crawford sent this. And this
well,
was like,
you want my glasses?
Maybe.
I don't have them.
Is Crawford the morning show curator?
Yes, thank you.
He's like a scribe.
At one time, he was a member of the committee. He was a commissioner.
All right, here we go. You guys won't know this girl, but Suncom Chick versus Karen Fuller, who I think is in D.C.
I think everybody
now.
Remembers the Suncom Chick.
I remember both of them. Yeah. I remember Karen Fuller. I had a thing for her, and Suncom Chick was sexy for the
yes.
English accent.
Against who?
Karen Fuller.
Karen Fuller won the very first two bay brackets.
Then you had Ginger Russell Miller, who does commercials for her family, and versus Carolyn Long, who is out of the business
She's
now.
She's a legend.
Kim Miller, who was at Channel 4, versus Gina Martin, who was at Channel 7. You've had Leslie Basham, who used to do TV commercials, versus Joan Early. Y'all remember
Joan
her?
Early, who you still see every Tuesday or Wednesday night. Has she aged a year?
No, not a
she
bit.
She is the David Basil. As a matter of fact, they once
right.
graced the cover of Arkansas Times.
Leslie's right. the same way. I see Leslie doing voiceovers with her every once. I've been married to Leslie in voiceovers every once in a while, and she still looks like she hasn't aged from her 20s.
We've got Denise Whitaker versus May Horn.
Wow.
May Horn, RJ, was
nobody.
A body.
I dress all the best-dressed men.
It's obviously a joke. But she's a wonderful lady. And then you had Louisa Drouet versus Deanna Durant. And I remember Deanna Durant. I just can't think of what she looks like.
I think we all remember Louisa Drouet. Louisa Drouet worked at Channel 7, and she once coined the phrase, fiddling the bean, and I can't even say what her car was called, she said it on the air. It was called the blank... Mobile.
What up? It's that Tom Jones song.
What's new, Pussycat?
Correct.
And the last match, it was Don Scott versus...
She didn't work at Channel 7 very much longer after that. She did go to work at
the
Buzz with David Basil. And there are many stories there that we don't have time to tell.
Don Scott versus Megan McHale was the last. I don't know
Megan McHale. Don Scott was still there, so Don Scott's got to be...
Yeah, this was before, I think, they started winning titles. You know, and then now we have a whole new crop of girls.
That's when Don Scott was what? She was 20?
Yeah, something like that. That's before she left for Seattle.
But they spent as you can tell by the homework they've done here, the committees have spent an extraordinary amount of time. And as commissioner, I like to oversee, and I've only seen two things that I disagree with. And you got to go with conference winners, and that's just the way it is. It's just like the NCAA tournament. There is a team in the NCAA tournament with a losing record.
Yes.
We have one in the Bay bracket. She won the HB conference. That's a hose bag conference. And that would be Kim White Trashian. She is and then there is a female wrestler, and I will just let it go at that. They did their homework.
Those are playing games.
And I think Rogers was probably even tougher, Roger and RJ, because they have zillions of people to pick from.
Yeah, RJ, what was it like doing your first Bay bracket? With Roger,
it was intimidating. Let's put it that way.
It was a fight.
I know there was a lot of pressure because of the input I got from Tommy, from saying Ronda Rousey shouldn't be in, and knowing that the callers wanted Ronda Rousey in,
pulled in all directions.
And you know, you're getting pulled. You know, it's a mixture of whenever I was doing Vickery's show. You know, he wanted so many things at one in one show, and he was just pulling it all different directions. That's where I learned all the pressure skills from. So, but I think we've got a good field, and so
this will be on it number one on his resume list.
The commissioner of the Bay bracket,
and David has taken over the title of commissioner of the local bracket for. Low these many years, and the main reason is of all of us, David's the only one that can still date people.
And that's true. It is, and there's some really nasty battles in local too. So,
and they will be here to tip all those off. Previous winners, I think Don Scott's won it the most.
Ann Jansen's retired. Don Scott's retired.
Yeah, Ann Jansen won. Karen Fuller was a stunner for me that she won it the first 2 years
because
she was real wholesome. And I was doing a different kind of show at the time, and it was hard to get the winner to come on my show because she's like, I'm not going on that show. And these bracket winners get trophies when David can get them out of his trunk.
True.
And they use them as doorstops. And Don Scott used hers. Let me just say this. She used hers to get a job in Washington.
Yes. It parlays into bigger jobs.
And
more money.
What followed that? Her biggest moment ever.
Her YouTube.
On YouTube with a streaker behind it.
I remember that.
It all related back to the Babe Ruth.
That. Yeah, that's right. What happens.
It's like the Broyles Award.
George Mason makes this huge run in the NCAA a few years ago. Jim Larrañaga was their coach then. He was able to parlay that into a great job at Miami.
Yep.
ACC champions, now
and
Don Scott did the same
thing. A very, very controversial finish one year where I decided to change the rules at the last moment, and we added the three-point shot. This is back in my, quote, drinking days. And we were on remote, and it got to be out of hand.
Christina Munoz and
Jansen.
She was getting ready to win it, and all of a sudden Tommy goes, you know what? If you call in now, your vote counts for 3 points.
Three-point shot. And Jansen rallied, and she was skiing somewhere.
Yes.
And she's getting calls. You won. You lost.
Love it.
And the social networking was not what it is now. So there was no tweeting going out like there will be today.
Well, that's where a lot of the votes came from as well. We did take a tweet bracket. And before I go on, let me just say thank you to Jim's Razorback Pizza. Man, let me tell you something. Those boneless wings are awesome. The pizza, Curtis, that you cut, is that the way it always is?
This means he will be asking for free food from you for the next 6 months. Don't you? Every time
thank you for
by.
Doing what, and they got great sweet tea. Thank you.
And if you have a sign, he'll be glad to put it up in his yard.
You know what? That's fine. I'm just trying to give you credit where credit is due. I love Jim's Razorback Pizza. I live in Bryant. If you want to put a sign there.
Okay, so, before we hit the top of the hour break, because we've only got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Roger, give me your...
Let me give you the number one seeds first.
Wait a minute. We're doing that after the top of the hour.
Before we go to the top of the hour, I just want your one seeds. That's all I want.
Right now?
Just right now.
Number one seed, Beyonce. Number one seed. Where is it? I don't see it. Jennifer Lawrence. I'm having to read it. Jennifer Lawrence. Also, Kate Upton. And the number one seed, last year's winner, Jennifer Aniston.
I thought for a moment we had Jim Harris here.
And Gabrielle Union, or as we say on the show, Gary Ayunian. She was the runner-up last year. She is a fourth seed. She is in this year's tournament.
Cool. So those are the number one seeds. We will get the local number ones when we come back from David Basil. Also, John, Paul, and Terry, I promise when we come back, we will take your phone calls on who you think is going to be out of the NCAA the first number one seeds out of the NCAA tournament. We'll get those phone calls. Coming up next, it's Phil Elson. I'm RJ Hawk. Justin's out. We're live at Razorback Pizza off Highway 10. It's The Zone.